Welcome to the Island Weekly. It's the 1st of September. I'm Anne Hodgson, and our topic today is bear ways. It's all my fault. We had a bear visit our cabin the other day. It was in the early evening. The sun was still up, and I was down by the water when I heard some loud thumps up in the woods and thought, hey, that's funny. Maybe our neighbor has come back early. The next day I saw that our trash can had been turned over and the contents shredded. The whole place stank. Clearly a case of hungry bear. And I remembered, 5 days previously I had taken some leftover hamburger meat and put it in a plastic bag, knotted it securely, and put it in a heavy plastic trash can with a lid on it. Well, the bear was able to smell through the can and the bags and spared no energies to rip everything apart just to get at that little bit of hamburger. Now, I really should know better. We used to have terrible trouble with black bears on Drummond Island. They came regularly to the cabins to pick through the trash. The island had an open dump, and the bears used to climb all over the garbage, cutting their paws on the glass and tin. And it was a sport for tourists to drive out in their trucks, shine the headlights at the bears, and take pictures. The bears got used to people, and that's not good for people or bears. A story is told on the island that one day a bear broke into a cabin, coming in through a screen door, and took a baby who was playing on the floor. Now, that may be a legend, I'm not sure. But the story was told around the time that the island found a solution to the problem. The local government closed the dump and instead installed a pay-by-the-bag trash compressor. You buy the bags individually for $2.50 apiece, or buy 10 and get a little discount. In addition, they set up a free recycling container for paper, metal, plastic, and glass that is taken over to the recycling plant on the mainland once a week. People started composting biodegradable trash on their own property. And we learned to put any meat leftovers in a bag in the freezer until it was time to take the trash to the compressor. The bear problem stopped immediately, and the bears went back to their natural ways. Having a bear visitor reminded me how delicate the balance is between our ways and the wilderness we love to be in. It's not just regarding big animals. For instance, after a summer of people using the shower and washing machine at the cabin, our septic tank started smelling. It needs to be primed with bacteria from time to time to counterbalance the detergents that we're putting in. If you can get things like bears and bacteria taken care of, the rewards are so great. Going out in the kayak at sunrise one morning, paddling between the smaller islands in the bay, I got very close to a loon, a shy water bird typical of the North Woods, whose cry sounds like crazy laughter. We circled each other for a few minutes, and he sang his song until he lost interest and dove off. And on my last morning down by the water, I met two deer who flapped their big ears at me and warily let me pass. Now I'm back home and terribly jet-lagged. That's it. I'm off to bed. Work will just have to wait until tomorrow. Let's see how long it will be before I have to give up my bear ways. Come back next week to hear more on the Island Weekly.